This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's tick them off on our fingers, shall we? We have covered the looming UK vote on Brexit, whether Britain should leave the European Union or stay. We have covered it by looking at American expats working over there. We've covered it by looking at what it'd mean for the City of London, capital T, capital C, Britain's financial center. And today, by looking at regular old British businesses. It's arguably an existential question for some of them anyway. Would they be better off in a tariff-free single market of 500 million people, or would they prosper more out, free from the constraints of EU regulation? From the county of Dorset, on the south coast of England, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Manufacturing bridges and other steel structures, the company John Reed and Son is a great British export success story.
To date, we've exported into near 140 countries across the world.
The chief executive, Simon Boyd, says that success does not extend to the vast single market on Britain's doorstep.
In the last 10 years, I think we've done one job in Europe.
The EU is supposed to be a single market, one territory for its member states with no internal borders or other obstacles restricting the free flow of goods and services. It isn't, claims Boyd.
We're prevented from working in France, for example, because to be able to do our skill in France, you have to supply an insurance that can only be bought by French companies, and it's just rampant protectionism.
So as far as you're concerned, the single market is a sham.
It is a sham.
And he says because he is bound by costly EU regulations, it hampers his export drive into countries outside Europe.
Because we're exporting against, we're competing against America, China, India, Australia, all of whom don't have to go through any of the hoops we have to go through to comply with EU directives and regulation.
But here's a British exporter with a totally different point of view.
I am sailing.
Not Rod Stewart, but a man who once sold him a pair of bright pink trousers. Tom Cridland launched his fashion business 2 years ago. He now turns over $1 million a year and says exporting to the EU is easy. He dreads the prospect of a Brexit.
Well, I'm strongly against it. I think that the Tom Cridland brand would be destroyed if Brexit were to happen.
He sells what he calls durable clothing, guaranteed to last for 30 years, physically, if not fashionably. The only supplier he trusts is Portuguese. Brexit, he fears, would lead to import tariffs on his products when he brings them into Britain.
If we had to pay import duty on them, we wouldn't be able to offer such an accessible price point. We offer luxury clothing at an accessible price point, and we would no longer be able to do so, I don't think. My business would probably be gone after a few months.
That's just part of all the scaremongering, say the Brexit supporters on the campaign trail.
I think that they're rattled on the Remain side of the campaign because they're putting out more propaganda.
Brexit backers say there would be no tariffs because the UK would swiftly negotiate a special trade deal with the EU. But Britain's largest business group, the CBI, is sceptical about that and says the group's Andy Bagnall, so is the vast majority of its members.
Pretty consistently, about 8 out of 10 of our members have said that their business is best served by the United Kingdom voting to remain in the European Union.
Brexit backers have been hammered from on high. A whole string of national and international bodies, businesses and foreign leaders have all warned the UK that leaving the EU would be a step into the dark and most likely a disaster. Here at his steelworks, Brexit supporter Simon Boyd is unbowed in spite of the weight of opposition.
The Bank of England, the IMF, the CBI, the President of the United States, they're all wrong and you're right.
Yeah, they are all wrong. And yes, I am right. You know, we're a great British people and a great nation. This will be anything but a step into the dark. It will be a leap into the light.
With one bound, British business could be free or in deep trouble. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.